Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 8, when it says in verse number 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar. This another is the one that is like the other angels. Are you following? That's that word. I don't know what the Greek word is. Doug, you're looking it up right now. I know you are. Are you? What's that word? The like. It's like another angel. The one in verse number 3. Oh, okay. Well, trust me, it's so. I checked it out. Okay. It means he's like the other angels. Jesus is not like the other angels. He's another angel. So, again, for you Bible students, just know to set it in order. I don't believe this is Jesus who's coming to take before the altar, and that we're going to see these prayers that go up before God. Some good men said, well, this is Jesus Christ because he is the high priest. Well, you're kind of stretching a little bit. I believe this is another angel like the other seven, like the multitude of angels that are out there. They're innumerable number of angels. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And I have a note in here when he says all the saints, God keeps all of our prayers. When he says all the saints, I believe he's even talking about us, of all saints of all times. You know, your prayers are never wasted. They're never wasted. Well, much can be said, but I need to move on. He should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. Which tells me something else, by the way. Man, you could really dig in, go farther. You know, before the throne of God, there is a golden altar. Remember when Moses was supposed to build a tabernacle? I don't know what it's supposed to be like, Lord. God opened the canopies of heaven. Remember that? And he said, I want you to do a pattern just like this with the laver and all of the candlestick, all of that. I want it just like that down there. I believe that's all in heaven. Okay? At least we see a golden altar here, and we go, the Holy of Holies. How this, when the high priest of Israel would go on the Day of Atonement, once a year, he'd enter to the Holy of Holies and offer that blood. Only he could go back there. You know, you remember the story of the Holy of Holies? Once a year, where he would go back behind that curtain and he'd offer that blood upon the altar. I believe there's a Holy of Holies in heaven. And when Jesus died, he went to heaven. He offered his own blood on that Holy of Holies. Preacher, you're crazy. I believe that. So much could be said. But we at least see there's a golden altar for the throne. Verse number 4. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. What kind of prayers were these? Well, could it be that in the book of Matthew, one of the prayers is, when the book of Matthew, when the disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John's disciples taught his disciples to pray, teach us to pray. And so Jesus taught them, well, and when you pray, pray in like manner. Now, it's often called the model prayer, okay, which is, it's a good thing, but it's not something we repeat. A lot of people use it as a prayer, you know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're not to repeat that prayer. It's a model prayer. Pray in like manner, okay? And we broke that down months ago, what all that entailed. But anyway, in the prayer he said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Okay, just a sideline. God's kingdom is not yet. Amen, preacher. We live in a world of chaos, of confusion, it's a mess. Now, if I wasn't a Baptist preacher, I'd probably cuss. It's a mess. God's kingdom is not yet. It will come. And it's about during it's going to come 3.5 years after this. He's going to bring his kingdom in that millennial reign of kingdom. Could it be that some of those prayers, answer to those prayers, thy kingdom come? Could it also be prayers in Revelation? Turn back to Revelation chapter number 6. Revelation 6. Begin in verse number 9. I believe it's also an answer to prayer to these. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. These are people who were martyred during the tribulation period. And for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? This is their prayers. Ascending, Lord, how long till justice be done? Verse number 11, and white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest a little while, for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren, that they should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. This is probably also those prayers that were in Revelation chapter number 6 that ascended up to God as that angel stood and he offered that incense. And by the way, you know what incense was, or it was for? And during the temple and the tabernacle worship and all, the high priest would offer the incense as prayers and a sweet-smelling savor to the Lord as part of their worship here. Well, as the smoke of the incense came up with the prayers of the saints, and God's going to answer their prayers. How long, O Lord? How long? Well, it's fixing to happen. Verse number 5. And the angel took the incense, or the censer, and filled it with the fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. Now remember, there is silence for 30 minutes. That's what the Bible says. Do you believe that? Absolutely. He said for about the space of a half hour. I believe it. And then, all this is going on. The angel casts this to the earth. And notice what happens. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Something's about to break loose, and the earth is going to know it. Notice the word voices. I check that out. I ain't talking about that kind of stuff, okay? But they were sounds. I believe, Lord, they were voices from the... Now, you think I'm crazy. I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. The prayers went up to God. We read that. They cast them down to the earth, and the Bible, first thing says, voices. I believe those voices that were crying, Lord, how long? People all over there is going to hear these voices. You think I'm crazy, but I just believe God's word. Okay? There were voices. There's going to be things happen upon this earth that's never happened before in the history of mankind. Voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Wow, okay. Now it's fixing to happen. Look, and all that was the prelude. Verse number 6. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets, remember, silence for a half hour. Now they're about to sound one after another, and I believe they're concurrent. It's going to be a period of time, but they're going to be concurrent, one after the other. I don't know the space in between, but there's going to be a concurrent. And then after the seventh trumpet, there's going to be seven vials or seven bowls of wrath that will follow the seventh trumpet, but it's going to be throughout the 3.5 year period. The first angel sounded, and I want you to notice I've identified the first four that we'll get into today in chapter number 8. I want you to notice, first of all, the burnt surface is going to affect the earth. The first angel sounded, and there followed hell and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. Now remember, we read earlier that there was a famine in the land. Already there's a famine there. What happens when there's a famine? Everything's done. Remember the rain. I think last week or so we talked about that. The rain had stopped. The winds had quit blowing. Remember we talked about that, where the angels held back the winds from the earth?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.